our next guest says journalists are falling down on the job when it comes to interviewing the president at his press conferences, and somewhere along the line, something went wrong with the execution of the presidential press conference.
In a recent column, he calls on journalists and the president to take a hard look at the presidential press conference and restore it to the important institution of democracy that it should be.
Martin Schramm, longtime Washington journalist, newspaper editor, and author, joins us now to make the case to make presidential press conferences more relevant. His nationally syndicated column is distributed by the McClatchy Tribune News Service to more than 300 newspapers. Martin, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be with you.
I want to start with the last sentence of your column. We used it there in our introduction. You think that the presidential press conference should be part of the important institution of democracy. What is the status, in your estimation, of the presidential press conference these days?
Well, I can talk to it in several ways. Number one, as a White House correspondent for many years, decades, going back to Richard Nixon, I've been at so many of those press conferences. I've asked the questions. I know what it's like to be twirling in the spotlight when you've got something that you really want to ask the president that's sharp, pointed, and he's going to hate, and you have to ask it. But my concern is that when the president and the reporters all seem to start off not by getting to their point and sticking to it, but by rambling and running, going all over the place, and finally then getting to a topic. And then in the case of the reporters, the questions they ask have become increasingly multi-part questions, and not even multi-part. It's absurd what my colleagues are doing, and I say this, they're my friends, so it's not like I'm sitting on the outside as if I'm on some kind of ivory tower or throne or something like that, looking down. No, I just don't like it because one reporter, for example, asked a long question that was about the president's health care policy, and the second part was about Iran. Well, come on, you can't. If you want to ask the president a question, ask it. And be pointed, direct, and concise. That's what I'm saying. And the president, with his answers, he gives longer answers than any president in the modern era, probably than any president anywhere, except we didn't do tape recordings back when they were writing with quill pens.
No, but press conferences, presidential press conferences, have been around for, 100 years or so. How did we get to this point, do you suppose? And a second part of that question, as I do the multi-part question, was there a point where presidential press conferences really were close to what you would hope they would be?
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, that's a two-part question that's actually good because it's related. And
well, thank you for that.
But it starts with reporters not stopping and thinking about what is it I'm trying to do here, and why do reporters do that now? I don't really know. Because I don't sit there and interrogate my fellow reporters about it. But, for example, there's a question that was being asked about health care. And it went on and rambled and didn't, and in the end was just asking a question about, well, is this the worst year of your presidency? Has this been your biggest mistake or something like that? Why not focus on something specific? There had been a front page article in the Washington Post the day before, every reporter had seen it, about a fellow, middle class fellow with a child who's very critically ill, and he's finding that he can't renew his health insurance, and he can't get another policy that will do what the last policy was doing. And so you just have to simply tell the president in one sentence about that problem and say, why is it that your administration has put forth a health care policy that is doing that to Mr. John Gisler and all the thousands of people like it? And what are you going to do about it? Period. That's it.
And that's the reporter, the media side of things. But in your column, and you've alluded to this already, you mention that the president bears some responsibility in this, too. His answers are long. Sometimes he's sort of circling around the point before he comes to it.
Exactly.
How do you tell the president of the United States that he needs to straighten up and fly right when it comes to answering questions?
Well, in the end, the one he hurts is himself, and his advisors will be the ones who wind up telling him that he's not making the points that he needs to make as sharply as he needs to make them. He's very professorial, and he talks at great length and puts everything in there that he needs to do, but he hasn't focused on what other politicians have been very good at doing, and many others not, of course, which is to simply say, You've asked me a question. I've got a theme. I'm going to state my theme. I'm going to get to your specific, and then I'm going to go back and restate my theme, and that's it. And his answers, if you count them by word, are extraordinarily long, and it doesn't help him. But it's not our job as reporters to help presidents be better communicators. It's our job just to ask them to account to the public about the questions that people would want to ask. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? What are you going to do about it?
Do you think that there is something larger here, that what we see playing out in the press conferences with the president and the press corps is indicative of something larger within the relationship of media and politicians or people in power in general?
Yes, I do. I think in part it goes to that reporters don't spend enough time these days asking themselves, why is this happening? And why is that going on? Why are they doing this? And what should be done? And what is it that people really want to know? And ask that question. And they don't want to hear a 300-word question that ends with, so has this been the worst year of your presidency? Or what do you think has been your biggest mistake? Or is another person asked at a press conference, if I may quickly, just on a personal note, what is your New Year's resolution? My goodness.
Well, you know, I've been at press conferences where people have asked worse questions than that, I guess, but never at a presidential.
Oh, I've been at a lot of them too. But I'm just saying that we need to try hard to do our job, and when we're asking a question, we should understand that we're really representing the interests of all those people who can't get there to ask that question. Get it short, get it tight, get it to the point, and ask it. And then stop talking and listen to the answer. And then if the president fails to answer, and in these multi-part questions he usually does, all presidents do, if you give them such a wide field, they're just going to toss the ball up and hit it themselves, then you've got to come back and say, Mr. President, you didn't answer my question. It was very specific. Why is this happening?
Do you think there's some steps that the media and the president can take to get the ball rolling on change here? Do you think it's likely that they're going to take those steps?
Well, I think there are steps that the reporters have to take, but it's just reaching down and doing it individually. It's not a collective thing. You know, in the Nixon years, there was a time when the reporters called a meeting. We all wanted to have a meeting. That is, my colleagues did, to discuss how can we be more effective at press conferences and so on. And I went and I just said very simply that I thought that it would wind up looking like the press is in a cabal to get the president. If we come up with an organized and structured way of doing press conferences, I think each of us ought to just focus on doing our job, doing it properly, and be short, concise, and tough. There's certainly a lot of things that need to be asked of this president, and whether he answers it fully or not, at least the public should see he was asked a short, tight question, and he refused to answer it. That's fine. Move it on.
Well, let's pay attention to press conferences in the future, and Martin, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks very much.
Martin Schramm is a longtime journalist, and we've got a link to his recent column, Let's Revitalize Presidential Press Conferences. You'll find it on the Central Time Facebook page.